Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 241. I almost forgot, but we're really up there.
I forgot to look at the sign.
We fucked the whole thing up.
My life was peeking into the shot. Redo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 241. I mean, 250 is practically amongst us. It's here.
Sure, it's amongst us.
Yeah. I cannot believe we've done so many fucking episodes.
I was just thinking that.
Just can't believe it.
I was just thinking that when I was uploading the last episode at 3 a.m.
As we do.
It really has been so many. Like, it's to so the point many. That I look back and I don't remember some of this. Like, there's definitely clips that I see.
I don't remember most of them.
It was specifically also someone, like, everyone's been tagging us in TikToks that they're making now of clips from the show. Someone had done like a compilation of just like moments they thought were funny. And usually when someone does that, it's like moments that I remember because I also like they were memorable. These are the most random, like the stuff we were saying. I'm like, what? Yes.
I mean, but you know what? It's so consistent with how we are off camera too. And it's just funny to have that in real time. Like people have proof of like the way we are with each other and the stupid shit that we say.
Also just to think of like the sheer amount of hours of us talking there are now on the internet.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Like, yep. It's like over absurd. 300 hours easily.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? We get tagged a lot in TikToks and stuff when people are asking for suggestions. You know that trend where people will be like, I'm bored. Tell me your favorite niche.
We keep getting tagged in the comfort one. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been getting tagged in the one that brings people comfort. And then also usually it's like coupled in with the text that says they're super consistent. And I'm like, we are.
Oh my God. We're comfortable and we're consistent.
I'll take it. Never thought those things would be said about me. But yeah, we're just slaying the game. And speaking of slaying the game, mm-hmm. guys, we mentioned in our last episode that we needed a TikTok. Well, no, that was 2 episodes ago. See, we're just so consistent. I can't keep track. That we were looking for a short form content editor. And yes, we did come up with that plan right after we heard how much Emma from the Unhinged podcast made on TikTok.
She might have lit a fire under our ass.
Yeah. And we basically went through emails. We did trials with some people and so many awesome people reached out and provided edits. It was a really great time. We appreciate everyone that reached out, but we did find our editor. And they're very slay. And all of this is to tell you to follow us on our TikTok and Instagram because we're going to be posting. When you're watching this, there's TikToks up.
Literally. So Jesse tried to log into the TikTok, which we still have not successfully done because someone's also been trying to hack us. That. Weird behavior.
Yeah. Whoever's watching this. You're the one that did that. No, it literally has to be somebody that watched because right after we mentioned we were looking for an editor, all of our accounts started like, is this you trying to log in?
Even our personal accounts. I was like, excuse me. Yeah. No.
We have 2-step authentication, bitch.
Jesse then went to log in to then upload one of the edits that this new editor did for us. And she is like, wait, have we never uploaded at all? I've uploaded to the Instagram, but I guess not to the TikTok.
Yeah, it's been a little neglected. So if you're interested in seeing just some short, cool videos of episodes, maybe you want to share it with your friends. Tell them, hey, this is the podcast I always watch. Isn't it so slay? We would appreciate it. Yeah. Anyway, we're excited about it.
So if you want to follow our official TikTok, because I know there are some like other ones that people have made because we didn't have one, I understand. But if you want to follow the official one, it is at Do We Know Them Podcast. And then Instagram's also the same. Yeah, go follow them. Very exciting.
Thank you, girlies. Look at us. Well, anyway, guys, welcome to episode 241. We do have 2 topics. Hopefully it doesn't take us 2 fucking hours to get through them.
I hope not.
Last episode, I couldn't believe it. I was editing and I had edited so much already. I remember telling Nassim, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have Monday off. I'm not even going to have to do a thing tomorrow. Everything's going to be set. No, there was just another whole episode there for me to do. I'm like, why is there so much?
It was so long. And then the cameras, they're great. We love them, but
very slay.
Oh my God. They're ruining our lives also.
A little bit. No, you know, we just need to get into a better routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to like pre-export like way before because exporting anything the day of uploading, just pure stress and chaos and sadness.
Well, and it just feels like every time I need it to go, not even faster than normal, just normal slow.
They're like, you said slow?
Yeah. It's like, oh, actually we're going to take 4 times as long. And then you're going to notice that there's an issue. Actually, I even noticed afterwards that there was like a weird flickering thing on mine, but it was too late.
Oh, fun. Well, anyway, some people did let me know that they felt my daddy-daughter topic was worse than Ash Trevino.
Yep.
And I was surprised by that. But honestly, you might be right. But think about it. Ash Trevino, Nip Slip.
It was not worse than Ash Trevino. God,
right? It can't be. There's no way.
But I think collectively, the episode was just like, ooh.
Yeah. And you know what? We do be having those sometimes. It just is what it is. But today's is going to be a little bit more lighthearted. We've got a couple of, I mean, not like lighthearted, but you know, just not as bad.
The stakes
are very high. No incest, I promise.
Yeah. So should we start with our good friend JoJo Siwa, friend of the show?
I don't know what she is anymore. She's cringe one second, friend of the show the next. Well, although someone did point out. Yeah, no, I figured. We don't have any friends, so that makes sense. Someone did point out on Patreon, actually, because our entire last, so not when you're watching this, there's a whole other bonus episode up after that. But before that, we had one on Big Brother, the Celebrity Big Brother house where JoJo Siwa was staying and the whole Mickey Rourke thing. It was actually a lot of fun to do because we didn't like care that we got copyrighted.
Oh yeah, it was nice to use all the clips and not be worried about it. But we do have to be a little worried about it this time.
Yeah, we do. But that being said, someone commented, because I remember we said this exact same sentiment in that episode where we were just like, you know, she's a friend of the show. Like, we were just being silly. And then I was like, yeah, I mean, her worst crime is really like being cringe. And then somebody commented and they were like, well, let's not forget that she like endorsed Colleen Ballinger and Shane Dawson and stuff after the fact.
I forgot about that. Do you remember that? Thing.
Oh, I totally forgot. So thank you, Queen, because I completely forgot. And James Charles, like all the most. Oh, yeah. She had him at the release party for her song.
And like collabed with him not too long ago.
Yeah. So she is definitely a supporter of problematic people. And that in turn makes her problematic. Sorry, Queen. I thought your worst crime was just being cringe, but apparently you're a little bit more.
And that was also overlooking the whole dance moms thing, because she was on dance, like the like dance group thing that she had. They're just allegations.
The girls that had the complaints about the like period pads on the we've talked about it all.
But anyway,
but I was trying to be nice, because I will say the way that Mickey Rourke treated her on that show, and like we go over he was absolutely disgusting.
No one ever deserves that, even if they are problematic. No. And it's actually interesting because I feel like the verdict is kind of mixed on how problematic she is for what we're about to talk about, which is she broke up with her partner at the rap party, which was like basically immediately after Big Brother ended. And that was, of course, after she spent the entire season of Big Brother very, very, very close with, what's his name? Chris Hughes.
Hughes, yes. Yeah, so we actually, that's why I even mentioned the Patreon episode, because we covered this at the end of that. So like, I would say 75% of the episode was about Mickey Rourke and his disgusting comments against JoJo. But then we talked about some questionable things that we were noticing between JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes. And we were talking about how it didn't look like they were friends to us. They were getting a little bit closer than friends, but then it's also complicated because she at that time identified as lesbian. Mm-hmm. And I think now she is exploring her sexuality in different ways. And I mean, sexuality is fluid. I don't need a label.
I think she did. Like, she switched the label to queer.
Oh, I need. Yeah. What does that
I'm
mean?
Not quite sure what that means.
Well, that's the Q in LGBTQ.
Yeah, no shit. That's
period. Know that. Yeah, I'm actually not as
that's
familiar
not the
with
part I'm
queerness.
On let me look at the definition.
Yeah, sorry guys, we know two boring heteros here that don't know exactly what queer means.
It's about time I look it up, because I've always been confused when I hear people
talking about my sexuality, but I'm like, I don't even think I'm heterosexual. I don't think. I mean, I'm like,
you've gone on a date with a girl.
Yeah, but it was one. But I liked it. It was great.
It was like, and then you didn't want to do anymore.
Didn't do it after. Yeah. But I mean, I liked it. It was great. It was a great date.
The girl was not
Me and Lily haven't been on a date. We kind of have, but it wasn't official.
Via text.
I took you many times to IPIC theaters.
You did take me on some dates. You know what?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, it does mean strange or odd, but that's not the definition we're looking for.
Oh, that's like a British thing, huh?
What a queer thing.
Like that.
Sure. This is vague. Oh, I think it's intentionally vague. It's an umbrella term for people who are non-hetero or non-cisgender.
I don't know. That sounds like me.
So
I'm
it's
just
like,
saying.
I'm just not straight.
Yeah.
So and it I, gives you more of an open-ended.
I like that, actually. So, yeah, I feel ambiguity. Like when you do have a label like lesbian or gay, it's kind of funny because that's you stepping out of a social norm box, but you're stepping into another box where it's just like, oh, so this is what you are. And some people completely identify with that. and some people don't. And I think that's totally fine. But the reason we're even talking about any of that, sorry, this nitro cold brew is hitting, is because we noticed, like, I mean, just body language wise, even though she had her partner, Kath, like that was a very active thing. She's in a committed relationship when she entered the house. We just saw her and Chris together in some of these clips that we're about to watch. And we were like,
yeah, it so
looks a little,
it's interesting,
a little too close.
I pulled a bunch of clips from when they were on the show, and also like some of them were like fan like clip things. They'll show kind of the progression. So first we have her talking about her partner when she first goes on the show and how great they are and how she's super happy.
I'm sorry, I'm already pissed.
Yeah.
By the way, I have seen the sentiment, and we talked about it, and we were confused if she had ever cheated on a partner. And I think the consensus is she has. I don't know if it was Avery Cyrus. I don't know the specific partner, but people are like, oh, JoJo cheating again. Like, that's the sentiment I see a lot.
Even if she didn't cheat before, because I would say this is at very bare minimum emotional cheating.
To me, this would crush my heart and soul. I would absolutely think this is cheating.
Yeah, but I guess you could argue even before, if there wasn't cheating with other people, that she tends to like love bomb and be like, you're the most important person in my life, and then suddenly it's like, okay, bye.
Yeah, the question is whether she's doing that because she's malicious or because she's immature and still very young and doesn't have a very,
honestly, probably, you know, the latter, but it doesn't really make it any better for the other people.
It doesn't. No. Doesn't. Okay, let's watch this.
First of all, I would say I have the most amazing, beautiful partner. They are an incredible human being who I don't know how I snagged them at all. Don't know. You know, say one day we have kids together. Mm. I want my kids to know my partner's family, and my partner wants their kids to know.
What is the names of her children that she said? Like Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy or something?
it's something like that, though.
Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy.
Yes,
some weird
literally.
Shit. Yeah.
We're in a beautiful, beautiful place where they like America. I like Australia. We're down.
So you are
interesting
in love.
Super.
Ooh, super.
Super.
In love.
Super. I called when I said goodbye to them at the airport to come here. I called my mom as soon as I left them. And I said, Mom, I'm really in love with them. Because I've never said goodbye like that. I mean, I've had my meltdowns. I struggle saying goodbye to things. But that goodbye, there was something about it that just felt special.
Oh my God.
This is a hard watch.
Yeah. So no, that's really rough, knowing her commentary on the breakup afterwards. Because it's not like something happened, because she was literally in the Big Brother house for however long.
And Big Brother isn't fucking Temptation Island. It's not Love Island. You're not there to have any sort of intimate relationship.
But that's what's interesting, because I think that's why she's so confident in that clip, because she didn't even think she was going to have any temptation.
It was not going to be an issue for her. So now we're going to watch her falling in love with Chris Hughes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Which allegedly is from, and not allegedly, he's definitely from Love Island. And apparently, I don't watch Love Island UK. I don't know. I just have only watched the US version. Maybe I should watch the UK version,
like,
but
like
he
probably
is allegedly from there. He apparently, I kind of want to watch his season now, has had a very similar relationship like what he did with JoJo, where it's just like when they're in the house in a certain circumstance, like he's very emotionally attached and stuff. But then the second they got out, I guess he was just
well,
like,
I mean, not really defending, especially because JoJo like had a partner. But like, I would imagine that when you're in a situation like that, you don't have music, you don't have TV, you don't have your phones.
They don't
like
have music?
No, because copyright.
God, they just have to listen to each other all day.
Right. That same with like real world. No. So it's like you're in such a bubble and you're so like forced to just like be with yourself. And especially if you just left a partner that you were like, oh my God, that was such a devastating goodbye. And then you like immediately like need something else to cling to. I feel like this is the result of that.
I mean, if you're JoJo Siwa, because I feel like when I'm like in love, especially knowing that they're going to watch it because there's cameras everywhere.
I mean, I think it's absolute crazy behavior to do what she did.
At a certain point,
looking
it gets
at her,
like you're flaunting
I feel like
it.
She left one person that she was being codependent with and then like replaced
and switched
them with another, and then like kind of forgot that that first one exists and would see all this, I guess. So some of these are like, we just will mute most of them, I think. It's just like showing the body language.
Are they holding hands? Oh my God.
Oh,
they are holding hands.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, where's her hand?
He throws her down on the bed. It's very just like flirty couple behavior.
Oh, hell no.
Wait, she like lays on top of them.
Dude, they literally look like a couple. Stop it. Oh, she's on his wiener. Yeah, no.
So
no,
like,
that's it.
I mean,
I would have crashed out right there.
Friends? Sure. And he's always like caressing her face.
So something we explored, because I had seen the sentiment of it when we did our Patreon episode, was like, would this be different if he was gay and she was straight. You know what I mean? Because, you know, gay best friend and like, can we do all? And I said, no, my best friends are gay. I don't get on their wiener. Like, I'm married. I have, you know what I mean? I just don't get on anybody's genitals at this point in my life. Like, it's just, it's a respect thing. It has nothing to do with the fact that me and any of my friends would be sexually attracted to each other if I did do that, because we wouldn't be. But it would be like, just not right.
And I even like, because when we did the Patreon episode, I hadn't seen any of this. It was all like my first time reacting to it. I was kind of trying to reserve judgment,
as
like
we
completely
should.
To be, yeah. Like, well, maybe, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not super touchy-feely like that, but I guess like some people are. I don't know.
We wanted to be careful too, because people do that a lot to lesbians in general. They will say like, all you need is the right man. That's what Mickey Rourke essentially said to her in a much more heinous way, or like just question their sexuality. I mean, the one time I went on a date with a girl, a man approached us and looked at me and said, you're not gay. That's the first thing he said to me. And I was like, I guess I'm not. I don't know. Like, it was like but it was very, very troubling. And like, she was very used to that behavior.
Yeah.
Like, men just doing that. So I wanted to be careful with questioning her in this situation. But we very much put it in the box of like, this could be any gender, any sexuality. And is it still okay or wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's the same no matter what.
I also had said that I wonder if they were so comfortable doing it because they felt like it wasn't a threat. Like, they had nothing to worry about.
And then it turned into like a, ooh, I like that actually.
Yeah, exactly. There's no shortage of, like, if you look on TikTok, no shortage of clips where they're just like,
he's coming behind her, yeah. Like my husband does when I'm in the kitchen.
Like what? Right? That's, it's very much like, wow, you guys are really like, they have no boundaries.
Oh, they slept together.
Yeah,
literally.
And then look at her like rubbing his hand.
No, that's insane.
What? Oh, let's listen to the audio on this one.
You want to have tinned spaghetti?
Yeah, like Lady in the Tramp.
No, but we can have some together.
Of course we can, my darling. For you, absolutely anything.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my finger, don't worry. Would I ever?
Yeah.
Probably would, actually, yeah.
I know.
Oh my God.
And her like patting him afterwards.
And first of all, her eyes were closed. She didn't know that that wasn't his face. Yeah. I mean, maybe you feel that, like, you know it, but still.
Basically, they're talking about Lady and the Tramp, and then he's like, yeah, like maybe I would, or like probably would. And then she afterwards kind of like gives him these like taps that they give the vibe of like, yeah, me too, but I can't say it out loud.
Giorgio is giving Chris's feet a nice
constant
rub.
Massaging.
Oh yeah, they massage a lot.
Christopher
calls him Christopher.
When I feel leave tomorrow,
I'll go home.
Why are we so sad? You'll be fine. You have everybody else out there in the world.
Oh, I'd be really sad and waking up and not having you. No, I would, honestly. I would. I really would. Like, you're a big part of my happiness in the minute.
Yeah.
Enough for that. I'm very grateful and I appreciate you.
Just a heads up, if you get evicted tomorrow, I don't think I'll say goodbye.
No, you don't have to say goodbye to me.
I'll cry. I could cry thinking about it.
What about your partner, Kath? Do you think about them? Or
not anymore.
Are they just an afterthought? Just from watching him in general with her, although I can tell he's flirty, although I can tell he's giving into it, my vibe, okay, this is just my vibe, was always fuckboy vibes, where it's just like, you're there and you're his thing for the moment. And even he said it there, like, you're basically my saving grace in the house at the moment.
Yeah.
That's like his mindset. And he's like, and I appreciate you for that. And you blew up your whole life for this.
Right. Like, I think the physical affection that they show each other is absolutely mutual. But I also get the vibes that, and so click on the awkward moment.
Oh God. Is it awkward?
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, we'll watch it first. Then I'll give my commentary.
Like having a spare ticket to a football match, right?
Yeah.
And then going, oh, your girlfriend going, oh, I want to come. But knowing deep down, if you take your girlfriend, your mates are going to bat
not
at you.
Your girlfriend.
No, but that's what it's felt like.
Yeah.
Right? So me trying to choose, you know what I'm trying to say?
Come.
I can't take you to the football when I should be taking one of the boys, right?
Yeah.
So that was what it was like.
Yeah.
Deep down, I left my heart aside. I went with my head. Jack's had a tough day. He needs a good feed.
Look, you know what means a lot?
But I won't.
You care enough to come tell me.
That's it.
No hard feelings, but I'm going to remember it.
No, don't. That's not fair.
Mm.
So basically, he got to like choose one of the other housemates to do something, and he went with a guy, I guess. And then he like went and was like explaining himself to JoJo to be like, no, like the reason I didn't pick you. And then he like frames it as like being the same as if you were picking between like a friend and a girlfriend. And she just kind of like, she's like, I'm not your girlfriend. And then it just gets super awkward. And it seems like she's like upset.
I almost wonder if it's one of those things, because I feel like I used to do that a lot too. Like if I was dating and like I wanted to be official with someone, or I would make comments like that. It's almost just be like, well, I don't know. I'm not your girlfriend. You can do whatever you want,
exactly,
type of thing. But yeah, it was like, yeah, absolutely not how I felt.
Yeah.
I didn't get the vibe that she was like shutting him down and like, well, we're going too far.
No. Like she shut down because she was upset at the situation.
Right. And what she should have said, and it literally was the only right answer, is like, I have a partner. You know that. Like, I'm not your girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like she could have mentioned Kath.
When I don't think, it's not like he was actually referring to, like, I get that he was making an analogy, but.
Let somebody make an analogy like that about my husband. I'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
The reason the analogy is more problematic though, is because if she is just like one of the friends, then like, what's the difference between her and the guy that he picked?
Right. Why can't you go watch football with JoJo?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is interesting.
Yeah. This is the secret message. So we watched this on the Patreon and nobody knows what the message is, but it's essentially her sleeping on the floor next to him, which I found was weird because the bed is right next to him too.
No, but apparently that's not, I don't think that's her bed. It's one of the other people's. Instead of like asking them to switch or something, she goes and sleeps on the floor next to him.
Interesting. Well, she
which is
wants
insane.
To say something to him and he says, you can write it out. And then she grabs his hand and says, it makes sense. Just think about it. And when she did that, I was like, okay, this is a bit too far for friends.
One of the most damning ones, though, is this next one. She's like crying about leaving and he's like comforting her. And they're like, also the body language here is so weird, too. She's like crying about it. They're talking about leaving and how they're saying goodbye.
I've seen this one. He doesn't stop touching her face.
He's like picking things off. I'm like, are you a monkey? What is going on? Yeah, he's
literally, it's a bit much.
It was so weird. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Tell me.
No, nothing. Just.
Just what?
Just talking in there.
Yeah.
It just made me really emotional.
Yeah, good.
And
good
I feel like, yeah.
Like, what are you, a limp roller? Like, what are
and
you
then
doing?
He goes back to like picking at her face. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I feel very happy.
Am I confused?
Just am.
You know why she's confused. Stop.
She's confusing our world.
Yeah. I feel very lucky. I feel guilty for how happy I've been. Like, I've been so happy. I told you I do horrible with goodbyes.
But what are you saying goodbye to? Well, I know we're all leaving, but.
Yeah.
But you're gonna go home and you got a life, big life out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's young, but how does she not realize this is him being like, no, this is the end of our journey, sweetheart.
Oh,
like,
I know.
We're not doing this outside the house.
Keep going, because this isn't even the worst part.
This kind of hurts to watch, to be honest.
I'll send you a present when you go home. That's appreciation, because
you're going to have to give me your address, though.
You're such a sweetheart. Like I can't.
Like, honestly, when people ask me about you, all I will tell them is, like, she is the sweetest, kindest, most genuine human being like you can come
It's
across.
Giving friends with benefits.
I'm maybe more sad right now.
Or like, I don't want to ruin the friendship kind of vibe.
Oh yeah, I had a guy do that once. He sent me like a whole paragraph talking about how I was like the most amazing woman he'd ever met. And I was like,
but you're not interested.
We're not going to be together is what you're saying.
Love you.
No, honestly, I love you. You're one of my favorite people I've ever come across.
Genuinely, like, back at you.
Like, she's having an existential crisis.
You know what caused me to have an existential crisis? And I just thought of it right now. When she tried out for Rapunzel for the live
Tangled.
Action Tangled or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Well, that's Rapunzel. Hello.
Whatever. Different title.
And it's just anyway. JoJo Siwa just be like, Pascal, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh. Horses. Look, Pascal.
Yes, they're horses.
Are we going to ride them?
That's the plan.
Who do they belong to?
I don't know.
How are we going to pay for them?
I'm not going to pay for
them. Wait. You're going to steal them?
That was kind of the plan, too.
You can't do that.
Why not?
It's completely unethical.
Okay, I understand if you have moral objections.
You can't just go around stealing stuff. It's wrong.
Keep playing. We haven't gotten to the part.
I'm sorry. Okay. Let me just give you it. Just, I heard her saying that when she said that last sentence. Okay, bye.
But I would say that to a straight man.
Ooh.
So that, but then this is the part that kills me.
You sure you're all right?
I've been better.
What's up? Tell me.
Give me 48 hours.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you need 48 hours for, JoJo? To go break up with your partner? So then you can confess your love?
That's actually so fucked up. You know, like, this is all in real time. There's no editing and stuff. Like, this is all just, this is real time shit.
Yeah.
And Kath was watching, and we're going to obviously see that, but like, they were watching in real time and also getting an influx of messages of people being like, you're being disrespected in your relationship. Like, JoJo's disrespecting you.
Well, and seeing like fan edits of the two of them all over.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. So when I heard that, I was like, oh my God.
That's fucked up. You don't have the human decency to just be like keep that as an inside thought so that your partner doesn't know that they only have 48 hours till they get broken up with.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's as if JoJo thinks that like, this is her. Being respectful is just like not like telling him together, yeah. But it's like, does it matter?
You basically
basically announcing your departure,
literally put a timer on it, like, yeah. What the fuck, that's crazy.
I'm afraid to admit it, but I was worried coming in here, being, you know, the 21 year old from America that...
P.S. also, she's 21 and he's like 30 something.
I was gonna ask that. He's
32.
He's older. Yeah, no, so he's just fucking playing with her. And I'm sorry, like, JoJo is not just 21. She's like an immature 21.
Like a
maybe in some
stunted.
Ways not. Yeah, but like emotionally, everything she's been through, she's been famous for so long, rich for so long. Like, that's not a good fit. Like, I don't know why he even entertained that. I genuinely think that he was just like looking out for himself, and like, it felt good because she's nice and
that's
sweet and whatever.
I think they both just like clung to each other for comfort. And I think it means something different to her than it does to him.
100%. Also, not her bedazzled vest. What's her style now? She's got like a bunch of gems in her ear.
Well, I mean, she's always loved gems.
I mean, true.
Gems, yeah, and bows.
Treated differently, but I felt so beautifully included, accepted. And so I just want to say a big thank you for everyone being a little different piece of my pie. Christopher.
Oh God.
The love that I've gained for you in this building is insane. You're a one of a kind gentleman, somebody who is so easy to love, so easy to laugh with. I really, really...
Oh my God. I'm so dead at this edit. I don't think they did anything wrong but fall in love. Girl, they're not in love. I'm like, ma'am, this is a fucking Wendy's and they're absolutely not in love. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, no, but I think it's interesting because I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but I'm pretty sure I remember a similar kind of quote of her talking about her partner in Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I bet.
Jenna, you changed me and my life more than I've already told you. No one knew about my deep, dark insecurities, but you figured them out and helped me break down every wall that needed to be broken down. I'll never be able to express to you how much you mean to me. Thank you for everything. I love you very much. Joelle.
Yeah, she strikes me as someone who, when in close proximity with anybody, she falls in love with them. And honestly...
Well, and I don't even know if, like, in love, but just, like, very codependent. And like,
yeah,
doesn't know, like, it's suddenly like, you've changed my life.
To be honest, I'm kind of similar in that way. And that's why like boundaries are so important, especially when you're in a committed relationship, because I'm the type of person that like, I'm very deep, like, energy wise with everyone I'm around. Like, I care a lot about them. I want to do things for them. And you just like, when you're that type of person, you do have to watch out a little bit because yeah, you can just be, it's not even like love. It's like, you're like infatuated
with
something about them. And then it just like makes you think, I mean, the more you get older, you realize that's not love. And that's not even like anything other than...
There's a word for limerence, I think.
Me pretending I've heard that word before. Yeah. Sounds like a disease.
The state of being infatuated or obsessed with another person, it typically experienced involuntarily, characterized by a strong desire for reciprocation of one's feelings, but not primarily for a sexual relationship. So it's like,
yeah,
even like
it's
obsession with like a friend or something. It's just an obsession with a person that like, you're just like seeking, it's basically like dopamine hits for your interactions with them. And so then if they take it away, you're like, what do I do?
Yeah. And then I think that if you're young and immature, you mistake that as love.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I think that that's why she was willing to push those physical boundaries when she knew she was being watched, because parts of her thought, I think I'm falling in love for real. Like, whatever I had with Kat, it obviously wasn't love. Like, this is love. And I think that that's like her mindset throughout this process. And he's just there like, hello, here I am, toodaloo.
Regardless of whether she did think it was love or not, I think it's just, at the end of the day, it was giving her
what she needed.
Exactly.
In that moment.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. You can't do that. Again, you grow up into an adult and you're like, oh, I don't chase that. That's not, it doesn't lead anywhere.
Well, and it's dangerous, I think, for someone when it's like, yeah, you have a partner, you're obsessed with them, if they're there, present with you. And like the second anyone else can come in your sphere, then it's like all bets are off.
Something tells me that's literally JoJo Siwa. Yeah. Like if her partner went to the bathroom and somebody hits on her, she's going to go for it. Like not like make out with them. No, just like, and entertain
it. I don't think it's intentional either. It's like her brain just like is seeking out that kind of attention. And if it's getting it one place, it doesn't need it at the other place anymore. How she started the show saying all of that is insane.
Oh my God. No, like I just can't even believe that's like, what is it? A few weeks?
21 days, apart? I think.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
If you can unlove me in 21 days and be like, okay, actually, I don't love you anymore. You called your mom, JoJo, at the airport.
And that's the craziest part. It's like, yeah, she was not only like fully in love with Kath going into it, but afterwards, now her whole thing is that she realized that she wasn't happy. And it's like,
right,
I get if you met someone else and like you have stronger feelings for them, but like saying you weren't happy after you were like, then what was that in the beginning?
Yeah. So then she gets back and she's pissed.
Oh yeah, so this is her at the airport.
Are you glad to be home?
Can I be honest?
You're not? You'd rather have stayed there?
And the last fucking time you stepped foot in this airport, you're in tears, so in love, you couldn't contain
yourself. The hardest goodbye you've ever had.
I seriously think that she needs to look inwards because she's never going to have a successful relationship if she continues like this. Yeah. Like, I know she's young, I get it, but like, stop pretending that what you want at this moment is a partner that wants children and wants to get married. You're not ready for that, honey. Like, you're just not even close.
I think that's why I started to say earlier that like it's sad, because I think so much of it has to do with her upbringing and like
arrested development.
I think she just wants to feel like understood and needed in a way that isn't for money.
For sure. Yeah, I completely can see how that plays a part in this. And then Kath came out, and this is how everyone, like, it was confirmed that what JoJo and Chris were doing in the house was basically cheating, whether emotional, physical, whatever. I think both.
Yeah. And what's crazy is this has been deleted.
What?
Yeah. Kath deleted it, which is wild because if you go to her TikTok, there is still content that she posted during Big Brother. This is still up, and it's literally her duetting a clip of JoJo talking to Mickey.
Jump scare Mickey Rourke.
To Mickey Rourke. And it's like her trying to like, I guess, educate him. Kath isn't saying anything, and it just has text on screen. It says, "This is why I adore this human with all my heart. She is genuinely one of the most empathetic, kind, and patient people I've ever met. Not everyone can offer grace in the face of bigotry, justifiably so, but for those that have the capacity to hold space through hate and dig into the depths of humanity, it doesn't mean you can't have boundaries."
Yeah, she doesn't have boundaries.
"Offer an incredible," supposed to be incredible, "gift to the world." And Kath left this one up along with also a bunch of content with JoJo when they were together. It's interesting that
you think that they're repairing things.
No.
Oh,
but I think that, I don't know,
maybe they just,
it was probably overwhelming
that to be up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. People are covering it. Obviously, news outlets picked it up. I mean, it's just pretty much been everywhere.
But it is.
Although I think she had every right to do that. I mean, JoJo definitely wasn't considering you when she literally just went on national television. And
I'm curious at the reasoning for deleting it. If it was like because they wanted to delete it, or if it was because JoJo.
Pressure from JoJo.
Yeah, but I mean, that seems crazy because it's like, I mean, we're about to watch it. It's been re-uploaded like a zillion times.
Yeah, but also why leave this stuff up? Maybe because of the message in general they felt like it was, but also I would have just deleted anything with JoJo.
Well, that's the thing, is if you go to their page, like there's definitely other JoJo content on it. So
yeah,
here's the deleted one.
Okay, so we have it sped up a little bit because it is quite long, and we'll cut it down. But we just want to give you the gist of what they said.
Very well spoken.
I don't even know where to begin. I'm filming this in a complete state of shock, which I know is probably distressing and is probably giving go.
That might be another reason they deleted it.
I feel so numbed out right now and so disorientated that I feel like the only thing I have to do to place this situation is to finally address it after 2 weeks of sitting back, watching certain things unfold, being able to get any clarity from the person that it involved, who was what I thought one of the great loves of my life, and not of my own volition either, from what I was told over and over again. But to just state facts and I guess to address this slowly, and finally I guess say something, it has come to my attention in the past 8 hours that everything we sort of saw unfold on what I thought was a fake reality show where I didn't need to worry about the validity of my relationship was in fact laced in a lot of truth, which has been so probably one of the most craziest, intense, awful, horrific experiences I've ever probably gone through in my adult life. To just give you my say, my story, my comment, yes, I was watching the same show as you all. I could not talk to my partner at the time, and it was very unsettling and very hurtful, and I did feel betrayed by the things that I saw conspire. I got offline because I couldn't talk to the person that involved my partner, and I also, given all the context and facts that I had, by virtue of the relationship we had before they went into a social experiment, the messages I received before, the messages I received throughout, I don't know anyone, as was mentioned on the show, I was receiving video messages every day in admiration of me and our love and our relationship,
That's insane.
Which indicated a sense of solidness, and trust that I chose to believe.
What was she saying? Like, don't worry about it?
Well, I don't even know if they were mentioning that. Maybe they like were like, oh, I found like a really good friend in Chris or whatever. Because remember, Kath is saying they got the video message. I don't think it was like a FaceTime.
No, no, no. That's Kath couldn't respond. It was just they were receiving it. But you'd have to be like, they're watching.
Yeah, no, that would have to include an entire layer of JoJo essentially just fucking lying. Either there's nothing there or I miss you so much and yeah. I love you, which is a fucking lie. And that's extra cruel. Like, it's one thing to just get swept up. It's another thing to string someone along through that. So they go through public embarrassment. People in their comments being like, oh my God, your girlfriend's cheating on you. Like,
I mean, also just emotional torture to be like constantly reassured to then have it end and then get dumped.
Absolutely insane. It's honestly cruel. It's like beyond just like getting caught up in the moment.
Clarity around. And I honestly thought I would come on here right now with my partner being like, it was just a TV show and it was all fabricated and we're happy as Larry. But the truth of the matter is I decided to show up for my partner and hold up my end of the bargain of being in a partnership and being a teammate, and I flew across the world to support and be there and hold that person in whatever they would be experiencing leaving such a wild experience, and instead I was dumped at the after party with Chris in the next room, which is fucking crazy to say out
that
loud.
Is
it's
fucking
crazy. Like, oof, there's a lot of processing that needs to happen, which maybe I should be doing before getting online, but honestly, I've been quiet on here for 2 weeks and I felt like I've sat in this, and I think now I'm at the point of, I guess, some level of clarity that I and I guess we, people viewing, weren't crazy to what they were saying, and that a lot of the things that were depicted were rooted in truth.
So basically what happened is you still showed up for your partner, mm-hmm. flew across the world
across
to
the
go
pond.
To the after party, and then you get fucking dumped with Chris Hughes in the room next door. Somebody literally... just shoot me dead. If that happens, I mean, I just would not be able to deal.
Well, and it's interesting because JoJo has, I guess, some context that she adds to the situation, basically saying that,
perfect.
Like, Kath wasn't originally going to come to the after party, but, like, okay. It doesn't really, I don't know. Let's watch. So we have, I think in between this, it's like, there's maybe the airport video, but this is, like, her first public appearance, and it's an interview that she does with Chris, and they address everything.
There's been so many different reports over
yes,
this weekend.
So many.
What's the truth?
Honestly, when I went into the house, day one fun, day two fun. Well, day two actually wasn't that fun, but with you know who,
yes,
with
yeah.
Voldemort. but then honestly, day three, I was now in my own thoughts, away from everyone that I know, away from outside opinions, away from everything. And I sat with myself, and from that point on, I really realized things that I was okay with in my life that I should never have been okay with in the first place.
Do you mean
place.
Your relationship?
And just so many things.
Right.
That is one of them, but so many things. And then I, you know, obviously I wanted to hold them inside, though, because I didn't want to air that out very publicly. But there were countless things that I was like, that's not... you know, something that I should be okay with and I don't need to be okay with.
Like,
and
what
I'm
are you
not
referring
happy.
To?
Yeah, that seems very vague.
And she follows it up with stuff she shouldn't have been okay with and that she wasn't happy.
That's weird because okay. You said you were happy.
Yeah, I said you're the most.
And I mean, people could
been.
Change their mind. You can realize things. Got it. Sounds an awful lot like a fucking excuse. Like
yeah.
If we're being so for real, that is really weird because if that is true and you realize that you were unhappy in that relationship, you fall straight into another person's arms. Like, exactly. Literally.
Well, that's why
after.
It that's feels like a cop out, because it's like, or did you just like fill that void with another one and then you just prefer this
Correct.
One now?
Yeah. And your whatever pattern you're going through, it's going to keep happening yeah. until you learn your lesson.
As soon as I got out, I wanted to fix things in my life and make the changes that I needed to make, because I don't know. I think you have this experience that's so exhilarated. It's 20 days, but it feels like it's 4.5 years. And the first thing you want to do when you get out is just exactly what you need to do in your life to make it as good as you can. And
dumping your partner was the way you did that. Like, this interview is crazy.
Yeah. And Chris is just sitting there like a fucking doorknob.
He chimes in.
Not great things were that I was pretending they were great. Mm. And it's been hard, but it's been good. And I'm very happy with where I am now. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful that I had you in there for support and for comfort. Cause even though you didn't know what was going on in my brain, you were still obviously, and still obviously are, like, support.
You did it very quickly. I mean, you sort of made those changes at the rap party, by all accounts, and your ex has sort of come out and talked about that as well. So that's obviously going to shine the light on it.
Yeah.
Well.
And I'll be honest. That was not a plan. That was not an intention. That was not supposed to happen like that. Initially, I was told that, you know, the rap party was something they didn't want to attend. And then about an hour into the rap party, they decided they wanted to. And so I was genuinely just going to have a conversation before. And then it just led to another. They straight up asked me if I was happy, and I said no. And, you know, one thing led to another, and that conversation did take place there.
So my problem with that is they didn't want to come to the rap party. They decided an hour in that they were coming, but they flew to the UK. So, like, they were there regardless, and you let them come to the UK even though you weren't happy. Save them the flight.
Yeah, it seems like JoJo's leaving quite a bit out. Just in general, like, you're saying now, oh, I just realized I wasn't happy. You could not have seemed any more happy. It's not just like, oh, I had a good relationship, they were decent, but, like, you know,
no,
we just weren't feeling each other
about
anymore.
It
you
beginning.
Literally were gushing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were, like, so obsessed with them. And then all of a sudden it flipped and you're just like, well, like, I wanted to have that conversation before. Like, it's not a conversation. You needed to literally break up with somebody that you talked about having children with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not
that
a
you sent video messages out throughout the time you were on the show.
That's crazy. That's insane. If that's true, that's absolutely batshit. And then for JoJo to even further, like, just sit here and just be like, yeah, like, it's just, you know, whatever. I wasn't happy. You sure seemed it when you strung Kath along throughout this whole experience. Like, and it's just so vague.
Well, and then
stupid.
To kind of throw the breakup on Kath to be like, well, they weren't going to come. And then they did. So
yeah,
I had to break up
like,
with them.
Forced like, the breakup like, wait, to what? Happen. That's bullshit.
From what's going on between the two of you, a catalyst in that, is there stuff because there's clearly a very tight bond.
Obviously we're close, obviously we're tight, but
I think it's like our friendship is like it's just it's hard to explain. It's just a really strong bond between two people, which is just a strong friendship. And I think you can have like a soulmate friendship. I think that's a thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And to me it's like that energy of where it's not like the standard friendship that you have with your friends, but it's you know, it's still a friendship, you know, we are friends.
JoJo just
and
being like,
just it's just nice. And that's why I found it strange, because it was such a strong friendship, but having someone in there to go through an experience like that and have someone there every day when you're emotional, when you're down, when you're happy, that was beautiful. Like, that is a genuinely like an amazing thing, and probably my favorite thing I got from the whole show.
So it's platonic
probably
right now, but JoJo, would you like it to be romantic? I mean, he's a gorgeous boy.
So are you, Ben.
He's a gorgeous boy. You're a gorgeous boy. You're a gorgeous girl. Look, he's a great guy. It is platonic. We have a lot of fun together. Life is life. And I don't know any future of anything. But I'm really grateful for our dynamic that we have and our bond that we have.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm fucking far off. Maybe I'm just completely off base.
He looks like he's having an existential crisis right now.
Because he is. My whole vibe is, had he wanted to go there, she would have been there. And he doesn't want to go there because he needed her in the house and now he doesn't need her.
And he's like, shit.
And toodaloo, now we'll be close friends.
Yeah.
Look at his face. That's
I said he looks like he's panicking. He's like, oh no, in the future, what? So I guess he also dated Jesse Nelson from Little Mix.
Oh, the one that says "Paderna" or whatever. That one.
Sure. And in this clip, he talks about his friendship with JoJo and then compares her to his, quote, ex-girlfriend, which people think he's referring to Jessie Nelson.
She said something really sweet to me last night when she was like, you're someone in my life I didn't know that I needed or was once missing. Yeah. But that's kind of like, she reminded me a lot of this. Sorry, I might get emotional now, but.
While JoJo's bedazzled next to
her. No, she's not there.
Oh, she's not there?
No.
What is that?
I think that's just on screen.
I thought she was sitting behind him.
She's not physically present with them, no.
Okay, got it.
The thing what fascinated me most about her is not the stuff that she's done, because I was still finding out stuff she'd done even yesterday, but it was what she's come through and what she's been through when she was a teenager, right? And that's similar to what my ex-girlfriend went through. So kind of seeing how they are both similarly as people. No, I mean in the respect that
she's back come in middle through school?
A lot and she is just a purely nice person. Yeah. And I'm saying the similarities is in the personality, the person they are, how nice they are, how loving they are, how caring they are. And it's, do you know what? No, from a friendship point of view,
Is he being heckled?
Like, they're like basically like trying to be like, ooh, so just like your ex, like, oh, so you like her too? But he's not saying it like
that. Whatever world this is, I don't like it.
Here's another one of them together.
Yeah, it was a tough old experience.
Fairly obvious we pick each other.
If you had to do 24 hours in the house, which housemate, past or present, would you choose? Jack.
Chesney. No, I would over and over pick you.
Yeah, I'd pick you twice over. And maybe a third time.
What about the fourth?
I'd pick you a fourth time.
Fifth?
Potentially.
Sixth, probably not.
Sixth then, and we'd last friggin', we're months into then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a tough old experience.
It's just like, weird. She gives the vibes of like she would marry him tomorrow.
100%. But again, she gives the vibe of that with anybody pretty
That's
much.
The
you
thing.
Leave her in a room with anybody for 24 hours, she's in love with them.
But we just don't usually see the lead up to that relationship like we did play out.
Yeah, I think 100% what happened here is JoJo got infatuated, made a life-altering decision for herself and for Kath, and did not handle it properly, in my opinion. Definitely put Kat through a lot
of
shit.
Kat probably dodged a bullet on this one, though.
Oh, no. 1,000%. Yeah. But I do think that had JoJo known that Chris was not going to be interested in her, because, again, let's just rewind really quick. She's like, give me 48 hours and then I'll tell you. Like, she expected them to be in love after this.
I think so. Okay? Well, so one last clip to throw in here that's interesting is Chris's brother got asked about Chris and JoJo's relationship. And this is what he has to say.
The question that's on everybody's lips, what on earth is going on between your brother and JoJo Siwa?
I can't with the crowd.
What's going on?
I believe the friendship between Chris and JoJo is based on the fact that they've got the similar energy and they've obviously bonded really well as a friendship. And
people are saying friendship. It's quite a close friendship, I guess.
It is a close friendship.
I think that
JoJo's probably confided a few of her, secrets in Chris because she can see what kind of person he is.
Okay.
And he's literally like this outside of the house as well. He's got loads of friendships.
I'm so bad.
Lots of friendships. Okay, this is how he treats all of his friends, not just JoJo Siwa.
No. Back scratches, even my other half Olivia, she back scratches Chris. He has had back scratches off of all of the sister-in-laws.
Interesting.
And it's not just he gives and receives back scratches.
Okay, interesting family dynamic.
That's weird. No.
So it almost seems like he's trying to like do damage control, but also just makes it kind of sound, I don't know, what's worse.
Yeah. Like he's just a player outside, or not just a player, but just someone.
Oh, no, he's just like that with everyone.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I do know. I mean, our last episode covered the fact that physical touch for different people means different things. And, you know, dynamics are very different. Okay. I'm not ignorant to that. I just think that, especially if you're dealing with people that are in a relationship, like, I don't know, I just feel like he knew better. He's old enough, he knows better, he knows JoJo's, she had a partner, like, I don't know. I think that he was just looking for some company in the house and he found it. And maybe he did really find a good friend in her, but that he was ever interested in her in the way that you could even see it, like, just vibe-wise, he started backing off in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, regardless of, like, how close they were, towards the end, he was very much like, uh-oh.
I think even that clip where he does say, like, he makes the analogy about the girlfriend thing. It's like, he did that because he's, like, panicking because he doesn't want to upset her. But at the same time, he did it because it's like, she's not necessarily who he needs to spend all of his time with in the house, you know? Like, he was distancing himself. And then when that kind of, like, seemed to backfire and he, like, saw her get maybe a little upset, then he was damage controlling it. But, like, I don't know. I think the whole thing, again, stems from them starting the whole relationship under the assumption that she is a lesbian and she is not interested in guys and that this was not a threatening relationship. And then I think both of them were like, oh,
this is nice.
Our genitals work regardless.
Yeah. I just don't know how she ruined her relationship for this. But like you said, I guess Kath did dodge a bullet. It's just,
I feel really bad for someone.
I would have been reeling. But anyway, okay, period.
That's pretty much, I think,
where we're at.
Yeah, I don't.
With JoJo Siwa's latest relationship. Went really well.
Given, I feel like JoJo does so much press, there's probably several more interviews out, but I doubt that she's really sharing anything else, just talking in vague circles.
She's going to stick to that script.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think if you go too deep into the truth, it does not make her look very good. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that is Drybar's all-inclusive 8-in-1 multi-styler and blowout defense collection.
An all-in-one game-changing tool and liquids that together deliver blowouts that last up to 96 hours.
Yeah, the all-inclusive styler is the first tool from Drybar that combines both heated airflow and heated styling attachments, so you can, like, take your hair from wet to dry with just one tool.
Yeah, so there's four attachments, and they have two modes, and it gives you up to 8 different ways that you can style your hair. So you have the concentrator, which preps hair for faster and smoother styling. Then you have the flat iron that creates a sleek, straight finish. The curling iron that gives you defined curls and waves. And the round blow dryer brush, which gives you tons of volume and shine.
And we've spoken about the Blowout Defense collection before. My favorite is the Blowout Defense Strengthen and Extend Blowout Accelerator Spray. It cuts my blow dry time by 32%, and I really do notice. And that works in tandem with the shampoo and the conditioner. It's the whole system, and they work together to extend blowouts and nourish your hair by hydrating it, detangling it, keeps it smooth, manageable. Love it.
It's all about not getting ready, but staying ready, which is nice. I don't like to wash my hair that much.
So if you guys want to get a blowout that lasts, you can head over to drybar.com and shop their Drybar all-inclusive and blowout defense products.
And thank you so much to Drybar for sponsoring this episode.
Anyway, guys, moving on to topic number 2, which I don't know what we're going to title this, but do you remember the bell pepper lady on TikTok?
So I know who it is now.
There was a few of them. It's not just one.
Full disclosure, no, I was not familiar. I am now. I did see clips, and she used to eat bell peppers with cream cheese on it.
Oh, I have several bell pepper examples for your viewing pleasure. But anyway, her name is Janelle Rohner. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. But Janelle went viral on TikTok many times for her interesting keto snacks. She used to be very strict keto. And her channel has pretty much always been about fitness, weight loss, dieting, things like that. And when she was keto, one of her staples, you could say, was just stuffing fucking anything you could find into a bell pepper. Anything. And I do mean anything. The nearest item goes inside the bell pepper. No questions asked. Here's a snack. We're starting off light. Bell pepper snack. No big deal.
Snack time at work.
Crunching.
And for it to be green, I mean, come on. Have some fucking standards, Janelle. If you're gonna eat a bell pepper, eat a red or orange or yellow one.
I don't eat bell peppers, so do they taste different? The different colors?
Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure someone lied to me one time and said that bell peppers that are different colors are just in different stages of ripeness. I don't think that, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I just haven't looked it up, okay. But I did believe that for a very long time. Anyway, they do taste very different. Green is like the spiciest, most like zesty version of it. And then the more you go to like red, orange, yellow, it's like a lot sweeter, fresh, not any sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I've eaten them on things, but I've never like crunched on a bell pepper.
You've never just squeezed an entire package of cream cheese
absolutely not
into a bell pepper?
Nope, only
and
into
gone
bagels.
To fucking town. But these are the types of snacks. I mean, just the cauliflower, raw cauliflower. If you are eating raw cauliflower, your farts, like, I don't want to be in the same house.
Oh, and then I guess it's also when you're the staple was everything bagel seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
And that looks like she's putting some pepperonis on there too.
Yeah. Which, like, keto, I'm pretty sure now it's the consensus that it's not super healthy. I think that it could work for some people, but I think in general, long term, that amount of fat.
What is it
I don't even
So know. Basically what keto is it's trying to replace, so our bodies feed off of carbs and that's how we burn, like that gives us energy, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So if you don't eat any switches carbs,
that
then
so that you're burning fat instead of burning off the carbs.
So you don't.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. your body's running
so
off
So you
of fat.
Don't eat any carbs, so then it has to feed off the fat instead.
Correct. You okay. starve your body of carbs,
and
which
then
carbs
you're in ketosis. Got it.
Fuel us in a lot of ways. Yeah, ketosis. Yeah. I tried it once when I was vegan. I shit you not, I couldn't feel my legs and I almost died.
Oh.
It was so bad. I mean, imagine. Keto on vegan, like most people with keto are eating cream cheese, eggs, like anyway, just diabolical. Again, this lady's farts were something else. I just know it. I just know nobody wanted to be in the break room when she was on lunch. Next we have bell pepper pizza. I swear this is all kind of relevant. Okay, it's part of her journey and I just really wanted to show you her concoctions.
Feels like at this point, does it really matter if you cut out the carbs?
Oh, well, that's the thing with keto. They're like, don't worry, you don't need a pizza that has dough. Just make the entire base melted cheese.
Yes, and like, it's like, isn't the worst part of pizza not the carbs necessarily? It's all the cheese and the...
They just go to town. They're like, don't eat too many vegetables. Just eat an entire pack of bacon. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, it kind of sounds like my diet sometimes, but...
I'm dead. No, listen, if you're in ketosis, mama, I'm happy for
if
you.
It works
That's
for you,
your own journey. Your and I'm not... Yeah, if it works for you, and I know that there's, I think keto... was developed, again, something I blindly believed. It could be wrong. For people, children specifically that had epilepsy or something, it was like developed as a certain thing that would help them, a diet for that specific medical condition.
Okay.
And then it just kind of got commercialized, you could say, because a lot of people...
I was like, someone probably did it, lost some weight, and then it just like became
I guess, yeah. Anyway, this is her pizza.
So lunchtime at work and the doctors got us pizza and I wanted some, so I took the toppings.
Oh my God,
put
shut
them
up.
On my bell pepper, made some pizza bell pepper boats, and I'm gonna have it with my salad. Oh my God, this looks so good.
Does it? Does it really? Listen, if I'm gonna eat crunchy vegetables, and I love a good salad, like I love salad.
Couldn't be me.
But like, that needs to be what I'm having. Like, I'm not gonna try to pretend something. Like, if I want a pizza, and that's why I can't give into like diet culture per se, because it's just, it's too much for me. It's too triggering. I start thinking like, I don't deserve the pizza. Like I should, it's just, it's very slippery slope. Yeah. And a lot of people were concerned for her because it seemed like she would even be like on a beach trip and then she would bring like bell peppers on the beach. And it's like, girl, just enjoy a Sammy. Like the sandwich at the beach.
At the end of the day, I just feel like if you're going to eat everything that you would eat on bread, just on a bell pepper, it's like, I mean, just swap in a few pieces of bread now.
Well, but that's the thing with keto, carbs become the devil.
Yeah.
In another, you know, more healthy way, and a way that probably doesn't taste that much like shit, maybe like a cauliflower crust or something like that.
Yeah.
Could provide you with like a, you're eating something. Not, you're not just eating a fucking raw, it's not even cooked, for Christ's sake. It's not even a roasted
it's
one.
Quite the staple.
I really do wish I could remember the lore here, because of course I was present when this was all going down. I remember bell pepper lady very, yeah. very well. I want to say it was her that she said in a TikTok or something like, oh, this is bussin' or something like that.
Oh no.
And so people just made fun of her like relentlessly, and on all her comments would be like, is it bussin', Janelle? And
wait,
like that was, she would like play into it sometimes.
I definitely wasn't watching all of that at the time, but I feel like I've heard,
you remember,
people
is
say
it bussin'?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, is it bussin', Janelle? Yeah, that's her, because she tried something that looked absolutely not bussin' and said it was. I'm pretty sure it was a lore. Could be a little fuzzy there on the details, but more or less people would always just say, is it bussin', Janelle? Anyway, one last bell pepper snack, not a snack, a meal, because I did want to give you some variety and show you how she made sandwiches out of them. As you can imagine, very practical, very easy to wrap your mouth around. Not a problem to eat at all.
For lunchtime today, I'm having a tuna bell pepper sandwich.
What?
Yum.
What? Why would you eat them together? Why wouldn't you eat them separately?
The concoctions were ridiculous.
Well, you had two perfectly fine with the same amount, like same stuff in it. You just eat them separate, like one at a time.
I can't
Why'd
put my
you put
finger
them together?
On what was rage bait or just like clickbait, not rage bait. I'm pretty sure she did actually live that way,
but like maybe the method of eating them was like,
yeah, maybe she was being a little
like
silly.
How Jocelyn used to like eat things out of the middle,
right? Exactly. So people, you know, found all of this kind of amusing. There was definitely some people that were like, keto is not healthy, do not do that. And like, she did go on that journey for quite a while. I want to say at least over a year, and she didn't lose a significant amount of weight, and she's always been open about her struggles with losing weight, whatever. So people were just like, stop doing keto.
Well, yeah, it like, feels like a long time to commit to something that wasn't working.
Like, I mean, I think she lost weight, but not enough to eat bell peppers for lunch every day. You know what I mean? So then she eventually switches. She's no longer keto. And people were so excited because they wanted her to not be keto. She actually posted this TikTok that says, to the millions of people who internet bullied me into stopping keto and finding balance. And then it's a song that's like, and my man, thank you to my man, you know, whatever. It was like saying thank you. The caption says, I feel like there could have been another way, but in the end, I'm grateful to be counting macros over keto. And that's when we start the macro journey. Yeah, what and girl, don't even ask. I don't know. Oh. Don't you dare.
I've actually always wondered that when people are saying they're counting their macros. No, I'm like, what are those? How many are in a pizza?
Let me look. A lot. I think that's a...
I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
It's short for macronutrient. And there's apparently three categories of nutrients you could eat the most and provide you with most of your energy. So it's protein, carbohydrates, and fats.
Oh.
And then when you're counting macros, you're counting the grams of proteins, carbs, or fat that you're eating.
Okay. That actually makes sense.
So it's not like calorie-based, I guess.
One, it's not like types of food. It's not like you can't have this, you can't have it. It's just like rationing them properly.
No, it's more so being aware of, like what that's going to provide for your body fuel-wise. So, period. I mean, that sounds great.
It's also more of like a scientific,
something I would never do, but
a breakdown of what your body requires to function, basically.
Right. And she has always, like I said, been open about weight loss in general. She actually even documents herself getting like treatments. There's something called a Morpheus 8 treatment. And she literally gets like her stomach saran wrapped and numbed and then gets needles, like 20 needles at a time, injected thousands of times on her skin to tighten up her stomach or something.
So work.
Girl, I don't know, it better if they're fucking stabbing you over and over again.
Sounds intense.
And I mean, she looks like she doesn't need that.
I don't think you need skin tightening.
Well, I guess because she lost weight, then, you know, you sometimes have like looser skin, but she looks amazing.
Yeah, I was like, those are some very intense abs. So I don't understand.
Yeah, she has very intense and great body. She's always working out. She's always sharing this stuff is my point. And she's always been very transparent. So when she decided to become a macro coach by selling a $200 course, and I will read you exactly what her course offers, a lot of people took her up on that because she has a track record on the internet of being pretty dedicated to eating correctly. And I mean, even when it was bell peppers, like she's always just been, trying things.
Seeing that like this is what she looks like now, obviously they worked.
So that's another thing. Yeah. When she switched off of keto and started counting macros, she lost a lot of weight. So people were like, oh shit, Janelle, that's bussin'. Please do share what you're doing. And I think that it is smart. I mean, whether it's workout or whatever the case may be, if you figure something out that works for you in a department and you feel like you can offer information to someone via a course, I don't have anything against courses unless they're those like master resell rights ones where you're like, hey, I'll teach you how to sell a course. And it's like, this seems weird.
And it's the people that it's like, they don't know how to do even the thing that they're doing. They just know how to sell you the course.
Mm. So her Macros 101, a macro class for beginners course, offers lessons on proteins, fats, and carbs, which is macros, food scales, My Fitness Pal, calculating macros, reverse dieting, reminders, workouts, additional support, and a food list.
Here's what's included.
A bunch of stuff.
It's intro, 5 lessons, and an outro video. So 7 videos. Then it says macro worksheet, 3 sample days, which I assume is like sample like food options that you could be eating. Food list, access to free private Facebook group, pre-recorded class that you can work at your own pace.
Says one time payment of $200, no refunds, final sale. So people bought that, period, whatever. And listen, I want to say right now, I'm pretty sure she probably has some quality information. She's experimented with different types of dieting. She shares for free on her TikTok things like, oh, I'm eating this and I'm putting the macros at the end. This is how I made it. You know, like she obviously knows what she's doing with dieting and she works out and shows herself exercising as well. So I understand why people would buy that course. However, a lot of people have wondered, especially in the age of like the Remy Bader thing or people that just like are doing GLP-1s or things like Ozempic, Mounjaro, and not disclosing it in a situation where people, their audience specifically, feels like they should have been. So we talked at length about the Remy Bader thing, and we honestly felt like we understood why she didn't disclose that she got weight loss surgery. That was pretty much our sentiment.
For sure. And I also think that's a much different situation because she's not actively totally selling a product that is hinging on that. I just had a flashback to even before the world of influencing and selling courses like this, the plot line in Legally Blonde, you know, that her whole the court case going on, the whole reason that she can't reveal her alibi is because she was getting liposuction, but she's like a workout coach.
Yeah.
She's like, they'll know I'm a fraud. I can't tell them.
I really, really need your alibi. I can't. mean, you don't understand.
Who could understand better than me?
It's so shameful.
How?
I've made my fortune on the ability to perfect women's bodies with Brooke's Butt Buster workout.
I know, you helped me go from a 6 to a 4.
It's great. On the day of Hayworth's murder, I was getting liposuction!
Oh, God!
No. I know, I'm a fraud! It's not like normal women can have this ass! If my fans knew that I bought it, I would lose everything. I've already lost my husband. I'd rather go to jail than lose my reputation.
Brooke, your secret's safe with me.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Elle is like, oh my God, I understand. We can't tell them.
Yeah, but that's actually a very common thing. Fitness people getting BBLs and not mm-hmm. talking about it and then pretending, this is how I get my glutes. And
exactly.
It's like, no, that's not how you got them. So I think that is pretty prominent. I even remember seeing a clip too of some fitness influencer like literally taking out like a butt pad after a video.
Yeah, that's
and it's like
unreal.
What?
Yeah,
like I feel like there's a lot of
it feels just like a very specific type of false advertising
for sure. Now this in specific is worse, I think, than a lot of those. I mean, getting surgery and lying about it, I think all of those are bad. I think Janelle in specific, like, I feel like she got people's trust. She's also a registered nurse. So I think that she just portrayed this image of somebody that has done a lot of like trial and error and had her own issues with food that caused her to gain weight at one point. And then she had this weight loss journey that people just like, you know, you identify with. She didn't lose the weight in one day. She lost the weight over years. Yeah. So yeah, I do think that people saw her and would be more likely to go with her than just your Instagram model that's like, I'll teach you how to do that. You know, like, I feel like she was more relatable. And I think that's why people are so pissed, like extra pissed. Although I think in any scenario, regardless of who's doing it, I think this is wrong. So basically, I think people were asking her a lot. I think we've talked about it a million times where it's like anybody loses weight nowadays. It's like, you're on Ozempic,
yeah.
You're on semaglutide, like that's what you're doing. And not everybody obviously is, but because so many people are, people feel comfortable asking. So I guess she got asked so many times that she finally decided to answer. And I will give her this. She never really, I mean, I think she should have disclosed that she was on a GLP-1, but she really could have always lied or like always said that.
Like she wasn't backed into a corner.
No, she like answered this question and it blew everything up. So I will give that to her. I'm not saying that I think she should have continued to lie. I'm just saying that is something to note here, that she willingly came
like
forward.
Like no one exposed
saying,
her, yeah.
And I want to be super clear. I don't think that any influencer who's on that needs to disclose that. I think that if you're selling something.
I think, yeah, I was going to say only
you
if you're selling something. I mean, again, it's false advertising.
It shouldn't be normalized to like go into an influencer's comments and be like, are you on Ozempic? Just because they lost weight. You know
well,
what
it would
I mean?
Be like if I started selling like a skincare thing and was like, this got rid of my hyperpigmentation. But meanwhile, I had gotten a bunch of like
you're
laser treatments
Accutane
done that got
something
rid of it.
Yeah.
I have a great example. Shit. What's her name? The lady with the teeth and the oil pulling.
Posh Mama.
Yes. She was selling oil pulling saying it's going to fix your teeth. And then it's like, actually, she had dentures or something because like we had videos of her not like she didn't have teeth before.
She basically got big on TikTok for showing her teeth routine.
I'm 50. These are all my natural teeth.
Well, someone found an interview from when the house fire happened.
Tell me if you notice anything.
And our vehicle's with it. I'm our whole life. In front of our eyes. There's nothing you can do with it.
Homeowner Candace Coleman.
She doesn't have teeth. I was going to say, Miss Man doesn't have any teeth, does she?
This is literally so dumb, but I died.
I die at this TikTok in general because of the bottom graphics throughout.
Now, I just have one question. In your opinion, does it look like she has any teeth there on the top?
I don't see any teeth in general.
It's consistent, one would say. She's talking like someone who doesn't have teeth on the top.
Yes, correct.
Right? Like,
yes.
Just consistent with what you would think.
Accurate, yes. Uh-huh. Unless she was just like,
Lily, stop.
You did not. You can't see any teeth.
You can even see her like mouth sits different than it normally sits because her teeth are
not there.
You can
maybe see some bottom teeth.
But when you compare it with now, there is a very, very, I mean, come on.
My question is, how's she grow her teeth back?
Literally, it was a meme forever on this channel. We have an old episode on Posh Mama that I recommend you watch. She would literally like pull all, like her gums and just be like, these are all my natural teeth. And I'm like,
no, they're
not. They're not. Like, then we found an old video. She had no teeth. Anyway, yeah,
I just
think
ridiculous.
That it's not you doing the thing. It's that you saying the thing did way more than it did.
Okay, so I have seen this question all over my page on all of my videos over the last couple of months. And let's talk about it. I recorded a whole YouTube because it is just way too long to talk about here.
So people were not happy with that. Again, I don't know if behind the scenes, because I'm not, like, I wasn't following her. I don't know if she got pressured or backed into that, saying any of that.
She answered a pretty non-aggressive comment. It was just like asking.
Right, yeah. So I don't know. But I mean, again, notable that she did do that. She follows up because someone commented, girl, if you want sympathy, you better start giving some people their money back. Like, from the time you started the meds.
She like, when did she ask for sympathy?
It's like, okay. I don't know if they're referring to her YouTube video. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Okay, I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm just trying to do the right thing. And I'm trying to be honest now. I could have kept this a secret. I could have gone on and on for years and not told. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that influencer. I haven't done a shred class since last year because I just didn't feel right about doing it.
You didn't do a what class?
I don't know. Is that something she sells?
I haven't done a shred class since last shred? Year because I...
Shred class? Yeah. Did she do workout stuff too, maybe?
I don't know. I
just didn't feel right about doing it. I'm just a person, a mom, a wife, a nurse, and I'm trying to balance my personal life and my social media life, and sometimes it just gets hard. And the internet is such a scary place to be open and vulnerable. And I don't know, I'm just trying to do the right thing. I don't know. I still wholeheartedly believe in tracking macros and the workouts that I do and my classes. I did not take a GLP-1 because I don't believe in my classes and macros wasn't working. I did it for other personal and health reasons to use as a tool to hit my goals. And if people felt deceived by that, I really truly am sorry. And I am willing to do a refund for anybody who bought a class in the last 11 months. And then going forward, here's the facts. I track macros. I work out a lot. I believe in high protein. I believe in moving your body. And I also use a microdose of GLP-1, maybe once a month.
Not the microdose.
And I am in therapy and I take an anti-anxiety, antidepressant medication, which has also helped me lose weight. So there's the facts. If you want to stay here and follow my journey and support me, I love you. Thank you. If my page is not for you, I also understand that.
A few things.
I mean, at least she's...
I mean, I think that's great that she's offering a refund. Yeah, that's
good. More than most people would do, I feel.
Yeah. I think that she is right in saying that she didn't have to say... It's not like somebody was going to go in her house and like find her prescription for it. She obviously felt and knew that it was not right to not tell people. And that's why she did tell people. I would be shocked if Remy Bader had nothing to do with it, even though it's not a workout thing, but like just the backlash that she got.
The timing is interesting, yeah.
Yeah, like maybe she saw that and just was like, oh, maybe I should tell them now before, you know, whatever. And I know that people in general, like the sentiment I always see is like, nobody cares if someone's on a GLP-1, but I would also see how it's just disappointing to the people, like forget about the refund. That's money that you spent, fine. But like just that false like sense of maybe feeling like, okay, I can do this now. Like I have this set thing that I invested in and I'm like, this is what's going to help me. You know what I mean? Like finally lose weight. Like I'm sure there was some people who had a lot of hope in it.
For sure. And I think from her perspective, and this isn't defending her, I'm just comparing it to another situation. When we talked about the girl that got arrested for the shoplifting and we don't know exactly why she was shoplifting, we said maybe she's stealing so she can like keep up this persona that she has created for herself. That would also be in this situation why she wouldn't want to tell people she was using it, because she's made this entire thing on like dieting. I feel like she probably was like, oh, I can't tell people that. No one would be okay with it, even though people would have. And the problem they have now is that she just wasn't honest.
Is the dishonesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, is the truth of the matter that she would have had less sales? I don't know what her course sales look like, but like less people would have signed up if they knew she was on a GLP-1.
Maybe.
Probably, because if somebody is paying $200, like those medications are very expensive. So somebody is not looking for someone who's on a GLP-1. Likely they're looking for something that's attainable, something like Whole Foods that they can go pick up at the store and prepare for themselves. Well, you know what I mean?
And also like if they're going to be on that, that's what they want to spend their money on, not the class of the diet that like probably a lot of diets would help supplement weight loss. It would be easier to apply diets that probably don't cost $200 to get a little less about.
And again, it's not that she didn't put in hard work. It's not that she doesn't work out and eat right. It's that she had a very big help and it obviously helped her a lot because she lost weight that she previously had not been able to lose to that extent. Somebody commented, getting caught and apologizing is basically like not telling and lying. And I was under the impression she did not get caught, but somebody said, if people hadn't called her out, she never would have admitted on her own. It's a letdown, but that's influencers, anything to make their money.
But how would anyone know? They're just calling her out because...
like how they do to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think that in this day and age, if you're seeing someone lose weight super rapidly, a lot of people's mind does go there because so many people are on the medication. That's,
and people tell me that I took Ozempic, even though that doesn't even make sense.
Right. But I wonder if because she got those comments and then she actually was on it, you know, that guilt is like, it's different. It's
No, but that's why I said, I was like, I think she just felt guilty. Like it was like eating away at her and she eventually admitted it. So yeah, if people hadn't called her out, maybe that guilt wouldn't have gotten to her. But at the same time, it's not like people called her out because they knew.
Well, again, there's no way that anybody could know unless they find her prescription or doctor.
People that are shitty people don't, not to say that it isn't shitty she did that, but like shitty people don't feel guilty.
Yeah, I understand why some people may not trust her or at the very least like want to seek out her advice on macros and all that.
Yeah,
like that's fine. Now we will just take a quick look at that YouTube video that she mentioned that she had filmed.
Hi, guys.
Not the Stanley Cup.
I know.
This is a very hard video for me to record. This is a little different than the content that I share, but I want to have a real, honest conversation. If you've been following me for a while, you know I've tried it all. Keto, macros, workouts, lifestyle shifts, and I have always shared what's worked and what hasn't. Lately, I've been getting a lot of questions about how I'm feeling, what's new, what's changed, and I don't want to avoid it. So here goes. Yes, over the last year, I have decided to make some new choices in my health. I started working with a doctor and we did decide to add a GLP-1 to my plan. GLP-1s are not magic. They don't change your lifestyle overnight. It's just a tool to help. I still had to show up for my meals, track my macros, drink my water, go on walks, do my workouts, everything that I already teach and believe in. It just helped me regain a sense of control. And it's something that I don't want to be ashamed of. And I don't think other women or men who are using this tool should feel ashamed either.
The problem, though, is that you're making people think that they don't need the tool and that they can still achieve the results just doing what you're selling them.
Correct. Yeah.
Your mental and physical health, you deserve to explore that without feeling guilty or ashamed.
Well, they're not selling a course.
Exactly. I was like, well, they don't have to feel guilty.
Like 10 to 15 pounds. I was happy. I switched to microdosing for maintenance. And I would maybe, you know, do a microdose once a month. I also paired those new lifestyle changes with something that was a real game changer for me. And I started seeing a therapist regularly. When I started posting back on TikTok in 2020, I never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would be where I am now. And with that came so many amazing opportunities, and I am so incredibly, deeply grateful and blessed for the community that I have and the support that I have. But I'll be honest, that opened the door for a lot of criticism. I never imagined my life would be under a microscope and that I would have comments and questions and judgments about everything that I was doing. I'm not perfect and I've never claimed to be. I did share a few years ago that I had been struggling with my mental health, and this is something that was very new for me. I've never, you know, had these challenges in my life before, so I did feel a little lost. It was just something that I had to learn to navigate through. So I started seeing a therapist regularly, and after talking with her, we decided to try a medication. I was having a lot of anxiety.
So literally, where is the part about the course? Because all of this, like, fine and dandy, I get it. There's a lot of different contributing factors to weight gain and weight loss, but like, people aren't mad that you lost weight.
Yeah,
like,
that your entire career is based on selling them something that you are just telling them now it doesn't work on its own.
Right. Oh, I guess she's saying this because then she lost another 15 pounds when she did get on medication, and maybe that's when people
feels a little dishonest, though. I'm like, I don't feel like she would have been guilted into saying it if she lost weight from being on, like, depression medication.
Very curious, her term of, like, microdosing. I don't know what that means or looks like in that scenario, but okay, sure. Let's just say that it's microdosing. If it was so insignificant, it was a microdose, it doesn't even matter, then I would assume she wouldn't have said it.
But it's either that now she's doing the microdose. She didn't always, because she said it was for maintenance now.
Right.
So it's like once she lost the weight, then it was okay. But yeah, she's kind of putting it on like a few different reasons and keeping it pretty vague and acting like it wasn't the main contributing factor.
And then leaving out the courses entirely. Like, I want to see what she says about that. There's one girl specifically, I actually really love her. She shares a lot of recipes, especially like when you're eating out, how to like eat at a calorie deficit. She comes up with a lot of like yummy concoctions and stuff. And she starts off every single TikTok. She says, I lost this much weight by myself. And now with the help of a GLP-1, I've lost this amount of weight. Like, she just is very transparent about it. And people love her. Like, I think that as long as you're transparent, people are like, period.
People don't like to feel deceived or lied to. And especially they don't like to be sold stuff under false pretenses.
Right.
With therapy, with my doctors. But the reason that I'm sharing it now is because I always promised I'd be real with you guys. And I'm
period queen.
But you just missed a chapter. Like,
yeah.
And most importantly, I'm proud that I asked for help. I'm proud that I was feeling a kind of way that I did not know how to navigate, and I reached out to it.
I do kind of feel like she's really sandwiching it in, no pun intended, with food and dieting and stuff.
And the bell peppers.
She made a bell pepper sandwich out of her mental health.
Right. Yeah. She's very,
it's kind of, she's falling back on that. And I'm not saying that that wasn't something she went through, but it feels like she's kind of using that as a shield to be like, it was not because I wanted to lose weight. It was because of this. And it's like, well, but before you even had the mental health medication play into it, you took something extra to lose more weight faster.
And is that a common side effect? I feel like any medication I've tried on makes me gain weight.
I'm curious.
Why can't it do the opposite?
We have the transcript open. She does say something about ADHD. Do you think was
Adderall?
It? Yeah. Because she says, I was having a lot of anxiety, some depression, some ADHD symptoms that were really affecting my life. And I started that medication, but she doesn't say what the medication was.
Adderall.
That as someone that takes it, that it's not necessarily like, some people do take it in excess. For some people, it can suppress your appetite a lot. I don't know where mine, when I started taking it, played into when I lost weight, but it was not my diet that was affected by the taking it. It was having the energy to work out and like do things that made the difference. Mm. It made me more like alive to like be able to work out, and then I was able to lose the weight. It wasn't that I like had a different calorie intake because it was suppressing my appetite.
It's okay to ask for help. So whether you're just starting out or on your 10th restart, know this, that you can get there. Your path might look different than mine, and that's totally okay. If you're curious about GLP-1s, about macros, about workouts, lifting weights, I'm here, and I'm going to continue to show up and share my story and share my life and what I've learned. And above all, I want this to be a space where we can talk about the whole story.
How long did you not, though?
Dude, she literally doesn't mention the courses at all. And I mean, I know she did in that TikTok, the one that we just watched, where she does say she's going to refund people. And I do think that that's great.
Yeah, but that kind of should have been the forefront of the conversation.
Well, that's why people are upset. Yeah. People wouldn't even be upset if you were just a TikTok creator that lost weight and like shared what you ate. Like, yeah. I don't even feel like that would be, I mean, maybe some people would be upset, but like, in general, GLP-1s aren't the enemy. It's just people using them and then not disclosing it, because not only are they too expensive for most people to afford, but there's a lot of side effects. There's reasons people wouldn't want to try that. And I just feel like if somebody's seeking out but they're watching someone that they don't think is on one, and they're like, okay, so period, I can relate to this. And then they find out they're on a GLP-1. I could see how they're like, oh, another person on Ozempic.
Exactly.
My life. You know
that's
what I mean?
The thing I was saying earlier. It's like, if they didn't want to spend the money, or if they just like didn't want to do it for whatever reason, and then they find someone that they're like, oh, they did it the way I want to, this is perfect, and look, it's only $200. So especially if finances played a role in why they wouldn't have done the GLP-1s, then this is a great alternative because they can do it themselves. They have a one-time course that they can buy for $200 and then they're good to go. And then they find out, plot twist, actually, there was quite another investment that went into the...
Well, yeah. And I mean, listen, although it's a very personal decision, any type of medication or surgery or anything you do to your body is a very personal decision. I do think it's insane that, like, she is so open in every other aspect. Like, she's literally showing the fucking needle treatment on her stomach that I don't even think she needs, but, like, period. Like, show those things. It's like Brooke Schofield with the upper bleph. Like, do I think that... That was, like, people getting pissed and stuff, but at least she's being transparent. Like, that was who Janelle was, so I think that's another layer as to why people are so upset. They did expect her to be real.
I forgot already about the whole, like, needling stomach procedure situation. It seems like that does just kind of potentially reinforce more that, like, she didn't tell people about the GLP-1 because she thought it would affect the courses.
I mean, I don't know why else, as someone who shares pretty much everything and their personal journeys, regardless of getting bullied, literally for
exactly, it's like she's already been bullied, so it feels like
she has gone with it.
Like, it wasn't still her being ashamed of doing it. It was that there was a potential that a repercussion it was gonna hurt her
to sharing.
Yeah,
and I mean, you could kind of tell when she does come forward with it, although she did, and I think she should have, and I commend her for that, regardless of it being 11 months too late, whatever, she did it. But you could tell in her demeanor that she knows that it's going to get people pissed, because she knows, she sells a fucking macro course. Like, it just, I don't know. I think that I can totally understand why people who bought it would be really disappointed. I hope that the people who bought it did get valuable information, because she does seem knowledgeable and that it did help them in some ways. But I do think that if you sell anything in the workout sphere, if you're taking Ozempic or you get weight loss surgery or any, you have to disclose that.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's just setting people up for being vastly disappointed, especially people who struggle with weight constantly. And I feel like she should know that because she had struggled with her weight for so long and tried so many different things. You start feeling hopeless. You're like, okay, well, it's never going to happen for me. Then you find one person who beat that. You're like, oh, I want to do what they're doing.
Exactly. I mean, it almost feels like the equivalent of like an undisclosed ad where it's like, oh, this person says that this really worked for them and they never used it. It's like the opposite where it's like, this really worked for me, but it's like, oh, but there's something else.
Right. Yeah.
I do think it's good that she offered refunds. I don't know how many people took her up on that, but and whether or not they actually got it. I don't know
how many courses she sold, to be honest. Because, like, I mean, she has 5 million followers, probably a decent amount. And I'm not going to lie, selling something for 11 months and then refunding everybody on that probably sucks.
Exactly. I'm like, that's going to be a lot of money potentially, unless she wasn't really selling any. And that's why she also ended up.
She's like the one person who bought.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No, I definitely don't think so. She talks about macros all the time. So I'm sure she sold quite a few.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, like you said, good that she came out. She didn't have to. No one exposed her or forced her to.
We don't know of anybody that forced her to do it, but there could be so many contributing factors. Like, I could...
Someone behind the scenes hypothetical completely.
I mean, no, not behind the scenes, but yeah, behind the scenes of Reddit or something like that, where it's like people like constantly speculating and maybe like in certain corners of the internet, she felt more pressured than others. Maybe not on her page, but other people talking about it. Like, I could see how there could be a way that... She didn't have to say it, but it just was pressured. Like, oh my God, people don't shut the fuck up.
I mean, I repeat that if you're a shitty person and like you're really just like doing it for the money, you don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think she's a shitty person. Yeah. I think she
made a mistake and it's unfortunate. Yeah. But
she's rectifying it pretty much in any way that she can.
Yeah.
And if people don't want to follow her, I'm pretty sure she understands why and is calling it a day. I think that that YouTube video was the worst of her addressing. I just don't think that made any sense.
I think if the refund wasn't a part of it, then it would feel less sincere. But like you said, I don't think there's really anything else she can do at this point.
Yeah, for sure. And if you look at the comments, people are pissed. They are calling her a scammer. They are just really letting her have it.
I wonder how many of them are her actual followers or if it's just people that are...
For sure. People just like coming in. I mean, I'm sure that some people were her followers, but a lot of people... finding out about this probably on their For You page and just wanted to go and give her a piece of their mind.
And they just file you into like people that have lied about taking Ozempic and stuff. And it's like, oh, how dare you?
To be honest, I hope that she doesn't keep that from talking about like GLP-1s. Like, I don't want her to stop and not be forthcoming now because she kind of just wants it to, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just want her to do what she says and that's be open in all regards now. And I hope people will let her do that at the very least, rather than just be like, shut the fuck up, disappear forever.
Exactly. I'm like, if someone is taking the steps to rectify a situation and change then like just shaming them for the rest of their life isn't gonna do anything. So
yeah, and again, you don't have to follow her, and you definitely don't have to trust her or her weight loss advice. So we can all just like continue on our merry day. But I don't think she's like evil. I just think that was not a smart way to deal with this at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's all we've got for today. So we love the internet. Did you ever watch Salad Fingers as a kid? Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
I mean, I feel like I wasn't a kid. It was like, I don't know, was it even high school? I feel like it was college.
No, it was like middle school.
So maybe, yeah, high school, I guess. Were you too young for like E-Bombs World?
No, I was not too young for E-Bombs
World. I'm like, that I remember from middle school. Okay, so here's the earth.
Okay, so here's the earth. Chilling. Dame, that is a sweet earth, you might say.
Oh my God, I feel like this is so buried deep in my memory.
I know.
That's crazy. Did you ever play on addictinggames.com?
Yes.
Oh my God. And then they had chat rooms. I don't want to talk about that. I'm still healing. Well, anyway, this is someone saying, showing my sister my culture and why I'm a little weird to this day.
My culture is hilarious.
Hello.
Literally, like, what is it?
I like Rusty's.
I like Rusty's.
Look at her face.
Literally, I don't know how you would explain this to anyone.
Anybody. It actually seems demonic.
It's terrifying. It's almost
orgasmic. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, in middle school. That's why we're here today.
Oh my God. College was like fucking Charlie the Unicorn.
Charlie the Unicorn.
Play with us, Charlie. Come play with us.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh God, you guys. This had better be pretty freaking important. Is the meadow on fire?
No, Charlie. We found a map to Candy Mountain. Candy Mountain, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. We're going to Candy Mountain.
We watch a lot of disturbing things.
Oh my God.
Huh?
And the fucking, me and one of my friends in college, we'd get drunk and we would quote the fucking kittens video. Kittens inspired by kittens. And then
I don't know
like,
that one.
Oh my God. It's so dumb, but it's just like the way they, oh, it's so funny.
Kittens inspired by kittens. We are wine bottles. Magic. I want pie. I want beef jerky. I'm her mom. No, she's not.
Tell me if you remember Kittens Inspired by Kittens.
We used to quote Salad Fingers all the fucking time. Literally, my brother would always say, I like rusty spoons.
Oh. I believe that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very, very weird. I don't know why my mom didn't put a stop to that. But oh anyway,
that's funny.
Gen Z viewers are very confused right now.
I don't feel like we have that many. Do we want dog one or
dog one
or a Britney Spears one or a nostalgic technology one.
Intrigued by Britney Spears.
Okay, it's the best impression I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, it's an impression.
Yeah.
What is it? My brother always quotes the Pepsi's Pepsi. What an array we have today. Salad fingers, Britney. All right, here we go.
Okay, so this is my cruise ship. Ah, just take a look. It's going down.
It says Britney Spears if she was on a Disney cruise.
Maybe I've met her in a past life. I'm yelling timber. A lot of pirates around me.
Timber, watch out.
Whatever pirates like to do. I really, really like this pool over here. Let me show you. Usually don't like to jump in with my feet because I don't like my feet to be shut. But I love, love, love water. I don't really know how I feel about steps on a boat. Wouldn't you fall if the boat was up and the mother was child? Sometimes I'll love, sometimes. Just back up, seriously.
Thanks.
Doesn't she sound exactly like her?
She does. Also, it really ties together when the camera goes like a bird's eye view.
Yep. Britney, that's even like that. Her body language
and honestly
stuff.
Period,
it's
same,
very spot yeah. on.
Oh, I want to go on a Disney cruise.
Do you?
That's where you say me too, let's go on one.
Oh.
Okay, we'll talk about it anyway.
You're okay, you get... maybe not. Like I thought we were over cruises now.
No, I thought so too. Yeah, and we might be. Anyway, we'll discuss another time.
Okay,
if you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, and as always, we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
My Truly's down there, but cheers.
Oh, I was like, hello? Okay.